弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace with your brothers and sisters。
感谢主的恩典，我们可以安息日继续在神面前来敬拜神。
Thank God for His grace that we can come together on Sabbath to worship God。
愿主耶稣应许的安息日的福气能够丰丰富富的临到我们每个弟兄姐妹以及我们的朋友。
May the promised blessings that God has made for the Sabbath be upon all of our brothers and sisters and friends。
小弟奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家来查考。四面受敌却不被困住。
Name of Jesus Christ, I will share about the topic afflicted in every way but not crushed.
刚才我们唱的诗歌154首。
The hymn that we just sang, 154.
如果我们注意看，你就会发现说，那个作词作曲的是马丁路德。
If we look at the person who wrote the lyrics, actually, it's Martin Luther.
他做这个曲子的时候。是在1510几年的时候，离现在已经超过500年了。
He wrote the song in the 1500s, which is 500 years ago.
那我们知道，马丁路德就是当时候天主教掌权的世代里，他首先号召起来做改革的那个先锋。
We know that Martin Luther was ahead in leading the Reformation during the time against Catholicism.
那他也开启了一个时代，就是这个诗歌哈，他把它用普通人可以明白的曲调，以及做了一些很多人可以朗朗上口的歌词啊，让大家一起来赞美神。
He also helped pave the way in writing songs that most people could all sing along and could understand.
他也开启了圣经的翻译，从最原始的拉丁文，就是希伯来文，希腊文，后来成为拉丁文，最后把它转成各种方言，所以他第一个翻译德文圣经。
He was also able to lead the way in Bible translations from Hebrew and to Latin, and so more people could understand the Bible.
所以他做了许多非常重要的开头。
So he led the way in many things.
那154首是他所写的很出名的一首赞美诗。
Hymn 154 is a very famous hymn that he wrote.
他当时候要做宗教改革，其实遇到很多的阻碍，他面临很大的危险的。
In working for the Reformation, he was facing a lot of prosecution and danger.
那可是。他所做的工作却很重要。
But the work that he did was very important.
因为他从圣经看到当时候许多信仰的腐败。
Because from the time he could see many of the corruptions in religion.
他自己也是一个教导圣经的神学院的教授。
He himself was a professor in a theology school.
那他看到教会里面所做的跟圣经所记录的差很多。
He could see there was a big discrepancy between what he had learned in the Bible but what the church was doing.
他当时候他自己是教会的神职人员。
Because he was also a holy worker in church.
那他也看到教会里面这个组织里面所带来的败坏。
But he could see the corruptions that was happening in church.
许多种种的措施都是跟神的真理对抗的。
Many of their mistakes were against the truth of God.
所以他很勇敢的起来呼吁要改革。
So he was very brave when he said that there needed to be reformation.
那他也有一个心志要回归圣经。
He also had the heart to return to the Bible.
但是很可惜，在神的时候还没有到以前，人即使想做，也没有办法真正回到圣经里。
Unfortunately, before the time of God had come, then even if people were trying to change, it was hard to change or to go back to the truth.
因为要回到圣经原始的真理，一定需要依靠圣灵。
Because to go back to the original truth of the Bible, we have to rely on the Holy Spirit.
圣灵称作真理的圣灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of Truth.
它是要引导我们进入真理，明白真理。
Which will lead us into truth and to understand it.
所以没有圣灵的浇灌人再怎么努力，毕竟还是有限。
Without the pouring down of the Holy Spirit, then whatever people try to do is still limited.
所以他当时候很想要回归圣经，但是毕竟不完全。
Even though he wanted to go back to the Bible, but there were still imperfections.
所以马丁路德他改革之后，他强调要因信称义。
So then he also had emphasized that there needs to be justification by faith.
他一直强调罗马书里面的要人是得救是因信这个道理。
And he emphasized this teaching in Romans that people are saved by faith.
所以后来他所改革的教会就称作信义宗，就是一直强调要因信称义的这个道理。
And even the church that he later led, they focus on this doctrine.
可是圣经全备的福音不是只有这一点。
But the complete gospel is not dependent on this one point.
信心是开头。
Faith is just the beginning.
但是接下去我们要因着信心能够行出主所喜悦的行为。
And then through faith, we still have to carry out the actions that God wants us to carry out.
所以有信心之后，接下去应该要追求成圣。
So once we have faith, we need to pursue holiness.
要跟这个世界有分别。
We need to be separated from the world.
要明白神的旨意。
We need to understand the will of God.
让我们的生命能够活得丰富精彩，按照神为我们每个人所设计的。
We need to live an abundant life so that it is according to God's will.
那所以他当时候就为了要教导许多人道理，他就用诗歌的方式来做。
And at the time, in order to teach these lessons to the people, he would use songs.
154首是在那个时代很出名，几乎就是等于德国的国歌一样。
And hymn 154 was so famous that it was almost like the German anthem.
你现在如果查一下德国国歌都跟他们的圣诗有关系。
If we look at many of the national anthems from Germany, then they were related to this.
这一首诗歌在第十六世纪的时候，在德国德语区基本上人人都会唱的。
In the 16th century, in the Germanic areas, everybody knew this hymn.
因为他当时候所做的这个曲子让很多人唱的时候心里觉得很安慰。
Because when he wrote the song, many people felt comforted when they sang it.
他我们中英文的诗歌，他引的经文就是诗篇十八篇第二节。
And the verse that he referred to is from Psalm 18.
主就是我的磐石是我的山寨。
That the Lord is my mighty fortress and my rock.
那这个就是当时大卫他的诗歌里面的一句话。
This is what David has said.
那中文圣经他把它翻成神主是我的坚固保障，他引的经文是从诗篇二十七篇第一节来的。
And the Chinese translation is then referred from Psalm 27.
诗篇二十七篇第一节也是大卫的诗歌。
Psalm 27 verse 1, this is also a psalm of David.
但大卫他说，主就是我的亮光，是我的拯救，我还怕谁呢？主是我性命的保障，我还惧谁呢？
Verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid?
他说神就是我的拯救，他就是我的保障。
God is my salvation and my guarantee.
其实当时那个马丁路德是到处被教会追杀的。
At the time, Martin Luther was often pursued by enemies.
他被宗教法庭判刑。
He was condemned by the religious court.
然后要他承认错误。
For him to admit his mistakes.
不然就要处死。
Or he was going to be punished by death.
但是他坚持不要。
But he was firm.
所以他后来被判刑。
So then he was condemned.
被从教会革职了。
He was fired from the church.
但是他认为说这是值得的。
But he thought that this was worth it.
所以这首诗歌也当时表明他的心情。
So this hymn also represented his emotions.
他相信他是站在真理这一边。
He knew that he was on the side of truth.
神是我的拯救。
The Lord is my salvation.
他一定成为我生命的保障。
And he will be my strength.
那我还有什么好怕的呢？
Of whom shall I be afraid?
所以我们如果不管你是读英文的或读中文的154首，你都会发现说他当时候对神有非常强的信靠。
Whether we are reading the lyrics in Chinese or English, you could tell that he had a strong reliance on God.
他为了真理，他即使丧命都在所不惜。
And for the truth, he was not afraid to give up his life.
那这样的信心，我们在几百年之后再回来看，发现说其实很不容易。
And if we look at this from a few hundred years later, we can tell this was a very difficult faith to uphold.
那时候他其实还没有像我们现在有这个应许的圣灵浇灌，有。同住的圣灵不断的在更新提醒。
He did not have the promised Holy Spirit, and he did not have the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
但是他却有那个信心， 也有这样的一个勇气去面对啊这个当时候败坏的世界。
But he had this faith and this courage to go against the corrupt world.
那我们今天弟兄姐妹，我们领受了圣灵，我们又有这个随时可以读的圣经真理来做指导，我们难道不应该更有信心去面对从世界各地各角落来的这些压力以及引诱吗？
So for us brothers and sisters, if we have the promised Holy Spirit in us and we have the access to the Bible, then shouldn't we be more able to go against all of these temptations from the world?
我们看现在我们所遭遇的环境。
If we look at our environment,
真的有时候也是像这样子，四面受敌，但是我们却不可以被困住。
Sometimes it's just the same that we are afflicted in every way, but we cannot be crushed.
你看我们今天生活遇到很多的挑战。
We have many challenges in life.
这一次的疫情让我们很多人生活秩序打乱了。
In terms of the pandemic, everyone's life has been affected.
改变了我们很多的想法。
It changed a lot of our thinking.
而且这样的一个冲击，在以后的几年一定会陆陆续续的浮现出来。
And many of the impacts resulted from the pandemic will be shown in a few years.
有些人在这段时间变得很忧郁。
Some people became very depressed.
那他怎么去疏解？他就在网络上里面去浪费时间。
So then, how did they relieve this? They would just waste their time online.
所以这段期间最畅销的就是这些酒精的饮品。
And so the things that have been sold the most are alcohol.
那黑市里面的这些毒品，你看何等猖狂。
Or drugs in the black market.
多少人在毒品里面丧命了？
There are so many people that have lost their lives to drugs.
那是当中有许多人为了争夺利益，所以这个社会变得非常的不安全。
And because many people are trying to make their own gains, and so the world has become.
好像很多人脾气都变得很不好。
Or many people have lost their temper.
因为而且在人跟人之间隔离以后，很多时候有距离，我们不知道怎么去跟人家相处了。
And once there has been the social distancing and the separation of people, many times you don't know how to interact with people anymore.
有些时候人内心的苦闷没有地方可以讲。
Or we have certain sorrows in our hearts, but we don't know how to say them.
所以有些人他变得沉默不语，心里并没有快乐。
Some people become so quiet and they are not happy.
所以有时候即使政府发给你钱，你也不会快乐。
And even if the government is giving you stimulus money, you're not happy.
因为这些钱不能够带来真正的满足。
Because money cannot give you true satisfaction.
有些人在这段时间也发了财。
Or some people have become rich from this.
但是发了财之后，他内心有更喜乐吗？满足吗？也没有。
But after they've become wealthy, are they happier? Maybe not.
人反而会越来贪心的这个欲望越来越大。
They will become even greedier.
但是我们会看到说，这个世界的趋势就是好像一直往黑暗的深渊一直走下去一样。
But if we look at the trends of the world, it just seems that they are falling closer to the darkness.
那我们今天主的门徒又活在这个世界里。
And so from all the suffering, and we still live in this world.
我们面对社会的变动。
We are facing the changes of the world.
但同时我们也想到主对我们的托付。
But if we also look at what God has entrusted us with.
然后我们自己本身，不管在哪一个年龄层，我们有要担负的责任。
No matter what age we are, we all have different responsibilities.
很多很多生活当中所遭遇的，让我们觉得说没有办法事事来顺我们的心意，好像我们到处都会碰壁，都被阻碍一样。
Many times we feel like in every aspect of our life we're facing a wall and there's something blocking us.
那这个时候我们要如何得到解救？
So in this kind of situation, how can we be saved?
我们会不会觉得说好像被困住了，我们就不知道怎么办
？Do we feel like we're stuck, so we don't know what to do?
还是我们像圣经所说的，虽然四面受敌，但是不被困住的
？Or are we like the Bible, where we feel like we are afflicted in every way, but we are not crushed?
我们知道说，我们有一个拯救，是我们的力量。
We know that we have a salvation, we have a strength.
他要帮助我们可以挣脱，是我们想不到的方法。
He will help us and save us in ways that we cannot imagine.
我们再来看一下哥林多后书第四章。
Second Corinthians chapter four.
哥林多后书第四章。
Second Corinthians chapter four.
第八节。
Verse eight.
哥林多后书四章八节。
Second Corinthians verse four, chapter four, verse eight.
我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望。
A, we are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair.
这是保罗他当时候传福音的时候，传福音的经历，他所得到的感受。
This was how Paul felt when he was preaching the gospel.
到处去传福音，到处遇到逼迫阻挡。
He preached everywhere, but he was hard pressed everywhere.
想要往那边去，圣灵把他挡住了。
He wanted to go in one direction, but the Holy Spirit stopped him.
那最后圣灵就引导他的往神所要开拓的地区去。
And then later, Holy Spirit guided him to where he was supposed to go.
但是不管走到哪里，逼迫患难阻碍总是跟着他。
But wherever he went, there was persecution, trials around him.
有时候不但是外部的，甚至是里面教会内部里面弟兄姐妹或者是一些有心人士对他特别的攻击。
Sometimes these were not just external, but also internal forces. So there would be people within that were trying to attack him.
教会里面又嫉妒纷争。
Or in the church, there was dissension or jealousy.
那好像这个福音到处被困住一样。
As if the gospel was stuck.
但是其实没有。
But actually, it was not.
因为神总是为他开出一条路来。
Because God would always open a way for him.
人可以被捆绑，但是神的道不会被捆绑。
Man may be trapped, but the word of God would not be trapped.
我们今天早上来谈四面受敌不被困住。
And so this morning we're talking about afflicted in every way but not crushed.
我们下午谈心里作难却不致失望。
And this afternoon we're going to talk about perplexed but not in despair.
那我们现在要请大家来看诗篇的第59篇。
Now we're going to go to Psalm 59.
诗篇59篇。
Psalm 59.
我们要来从今天读经的进度这一篇诗篇来想想看，当我们四面受敌的时候，我们是否也能够经历这样的一个恩典，我们不会被困住，神把我们拯救出来了。
We're going to use our Bible reading progress today and to see that if we are able to learn from this and if we are also stuck that we can be out of the situation.
诗篇五十九篇特别有一个说明，是扫罗打发人窥探大卫的房屋，要杀他。那时大卫用这金丝交给灵长调用，休要毁坏。
Psalm 59 has this note that says, "This was a victim of David when Saul sent men and they watched the house in order to kill him."
你如果注意看，从五十七篇、五十八篇、五十七篇、五十八篇、五十九篇，它都同样的调。
If we look at the rhythm from 57, 58, and to 59 here, it's the same melody.
都是休要毁坏哈。
It's said to do not destroy.
那表示说，它这个诗本身哈，它会唱完之后，你就会看到说，它有一个最后很激昂的一个盼望，就是他觉得他不会被击败的，他最后一定可以得胜。
That if you sing these psalms, then you can tell that the message is all saying that it will not be destroyed.
这个诗歌它就有一个特色，它前面都在讲它的祷告，它觉得它好像很苦，没有路可以走。
So from the psalm, you can see something special that in the beginning he is saying he is suffering so much and as if he cannot go on.
但是后面呢，他就心里面就突然开放起来了。
But then later his heart will open.
他觉得他是有希望的，主会拯救他的。
He will realize that he has hope and God will save him.
他一定要大声的来赞美神。
And he will loudly praise God.
因为神是信实的，是慈爱的。
Because God is faithful and merciful.
神绝对不会放了他不管。
God will not leave him alone.
所以就算他有一些疑惑，他最后也可以解决。
Even if he has doubts, but he will be able to resolve them.
最后他能够走过。得胜实际上是靠着神给他的力量的。
When he will be able to go through this and overcome, it is because God gives him strength.
那这个诗篇，他因为他这样写，我们就看到说，这是大卫早期的作品。
We can see that these psalms were written earlier in David's life.
是他在还在扫罗的这个，他等于是他的护卫长，在他的家，然后一起为这个国家努力贡献的那个时候。
When he was still in the house of Saul and he was serving as a guard and protecting him.
但是这个扫罗王却想要杀他。
But Saul, King Saul wanted to kill him.
那这个故事背景我们一定要回到撒母耳记上的第十九章才明白了。
And we need to go back to 1 Samuel chapter 10 in order to understand the background.
我们看一下撒母耳记上第十九章。
1 Samuel 19.
撒母耳记上十九章。
1 Samuel 19.
这是特别说，一开始就是大卫跟约拿单他是好朋友。
David and Jonathan were good friends.
如果我们先看一下第十八章的三十节。
Chapter 18, verse 30.
圣经特别说，每逢非利士军长出来打仗，大卫比扫罗的全仆做事精明，因此他的名被人尊重。
It says, so it was whenever they went out that David behaved more wisely than all the servants of Saul, so that his name became highly esteemed.
那是就是说，大卫他做事很精明，他又很有能力，众人又很喜爱他。
Since David behaved wisely, he was very capable, and people loved him.
那时候他的角色，他是那个扫罗王的女婿。
At the time, he was the son-in-law of Saul.
那其实扫罗也看得很清楚，神一直跟大卫同在。
And Saul could see very clearly that God was always with David.
然后他也看到说，他的女儿很爱大卫。
He could also see that his daughter loved David.
那如果正常的人看到这样，那不是很高兴吗？
If people typically saw this, wouldn't they be happy?
第十八章的第二十八节。
Verse 28.
扫罗见神跟大卫同在，又知道女儿米甲爱大卫。
Thus Saul saw and knew that the Lord was with David, and that Michal Saul's daughter loved him.
二十九节就说，他就更怕大卫，常做大卫的仇敌。
29. Saul was still more afraid of David, so became David's enemy.
这就真的奇怪了。
This was strange.
你看，今天如果我们做父母亲的，看到自己女儿的婚姻幸福，这个女婿很爱女儿，那不是应该很欣慰、很高兴
？Today, if your parents and our children have married and they have a happy marriage, wouldn't we be happy for them?
那看到神跟这个人同在，做事都很顺利，而且又成为他这个国家里面非常重要的功臣，那应该是内心会更喜乐才对啊。
To see that God loved him and that he was good in participating with this work for God, wouldn't you be happy?
但是扫罗不是这样子啊。
But Saul was not like this.
他反而越更怕大卫，而且呢，他却想要做他的仇敌，想要杀他。
He was afraid of David and also wanted to kill him.
你就看到说这个人不正常。
You could see that this person was not normal.
正常的人绝对不会这样想。
Because a normal person wouldn't think this.
好，那圣经当然，我们如果有从头读，我们了解大卫的故事，我们就会知道这事情会转变这样有一个过程的。
But if we look at the Bible and from the beginning of David's story, we could see that there was a process to this.
因为这个时候扫罗，他已经因为不遵守神的吩咐，神已经离开他的。
Because by this point, because Saul did not obey God, God already left him.
当然，一个人如果没有神的同在，其实很多想法都会变得很极端。
And if a person does not have God with them, then their thoughts can become very extreme.
有时候人就很容易情绪化，说变就变。
And it is very easy for a person to become emotional and change.
因为没有一个稳定的力量。
Because they don't have a stable strength.
神是我们的力量。
God is our strength.
他要让我们的心里面安静。
He wants our heart to be quiet.
所以有拜神的人，他的情绪相对的一定稳定。
And so a person who worships God, then usually their temperament is very calm.
因为你会不管在什么时候，你会想到说我有神可以靠，那就不要害怕了。
Because in any situation, they would think I have God as my reliance.
而且这个神是真正的神。
Not be afraid. They know that this is a true God.
他不是只是局限在某一个地点。
He is not just a God in a specific place.
而是什么地方，我在什么时候，我都求告他，他都在我旁边。
But anywhere and any time that I call on Him, I know He is by me.
现在。借着圣灵，他又随时跟我们同住。
And through the Holy Spirit, He can also abide with us.
所以有神同在的人，他就有依靠。
A person who has God abiding with them, they have a reliance.
那就相对的比较不会害怕。
And so usually, by contrast, they are not afraid.
但是这个就看我们的信心了。
But that depends on our faith.
而且是我们在生活当中去体验的。
And it is something we have to experience in life.
当我们有体验之后，我们就越放心。
Once we have the experience, then we can be more calm.
当别人在害怕的时候，我们不害怕了。
And when other people are afraid, we are not.
因为神是我们的力量。
Because God is our strength.
他成为我们的拯救。
And He is our salvation.
他要做我们的高台。
He will
是我们的磐石。
Our fortress and our rock.
那所以那时候扫罗他其实失去了神的同在之后，他整个内心他没有办法安静下来了。
And so when Saul did not have the abidance of God with him, then his heart was not able to be quiet.
看到该爱的人，他不会爱。
People he should love, he would not love.
看到该喜乐的，他没有感觉。
Things he should be joyful for, he had no feelings.
不应该害怕的，他倒害怕的很厉害。
He did not need to be afraid, but he was.
这个人真的已经失去正常。
So this person was not normal anymore.
但是他还不觉得啊。
But he didn't feel this.
这就是危险的地方了。
This is what was dangerous.
但是我们圣经看到神是如何来保卫大卫的。
But in the Bible, we could see how God was protecting David.
我们来看一下十九章第一节。
Chapter 19, verse 1.
扫罗对他儿子约拿单和众臣们说，要杀大卫。
Now Saul spoke to Jonathan his son and to all his servants that they should kill David.
那他的儿子莫名其妙为什么要杀大卫？
So his son was also confused why they wanted to kill David.
因为约拿单很喜爱大卫啊。
Because Jonathan loved David.
这个约拿单是扫罗的儿子，儿子的好朋友，那这个做父亲的竟然要杀他。
Jonathan was friends with David, and he was the son of Saul, so this was strange that he wanted to kill his own son's friend.
我们孩子的朋友就是我们的朋友。
Many times you would say that our children's friends are our friends too.
或者是说父母亲的好朋友应该要成为儿女的好朋友才对。
Or our parents' friends should also be the children's friends.
那这样子孩子就有福气的。
Because this way the children are blessed.
因为有长辈在照顾了，这个晚辈就得到许多额外的帮助了。
Because now the younger people have older generations who all take care of them.
但是这个扫罗他却想要杀约拿单的好朋友啊。
But Saul here wanted to kill Jonathan's friend.
那结果这个做儿子的他就跟父亲说。
And so the son told his father.
我们看一下第四节。
Verse 4.
约拿单向他父亲大卫扫罗替大卫说好话。
Then Jonathan spoke well of David to Saul.
说王不可以得罪王的仆人大卫，因为他未曾得罪你，他所行的都是与你大有益处。
His father answered to him, "Let not the king sin against his servant, against David, because he has not sinned against you, and because his work has been very good towards you."
第五节，他拼命杀那非利士人，主为以色列众人大行拯救，那时你看见甚是欢喜，现在为何无故要杀大卫，流无辜人的血，自己取罪呢？
5. For he took his life in his hands and killed the Philistine, and the Lord brought about a great deliverance for all Israel. You saw and rejoiced. Why then will you sin against innocent blood to kill David without a cause?
他的这个做儿子的他很诚恳地跟他的父亲提出这样一个事实，历史已经发生过的事实，但是问他说，你为什么要杀大卫？
As a son, he was bringing out this very important and truthful event that passed, and he was wondering why he needed to kill him.
你曾经看到他杀败了哥利亚，那么感谢，而且把他提升职位，让他成为你的侍卫长啊。
You have seen him kill Goliath, and this was a great event and accomplishment, so you even made him a guard.
他所行的对你都大有益处啊。
Everything he has done was good for you.
那神是借这个人来大行拯救，你为什么要杀他？
God has used this person for a great salvation, so why are you killing him?
那你杀他就是流无辜人的血，自己取罪。
And if you kill him, this is innocent blood.
这个时候扫罗还听了下他儿子所讲的话。
At this time, Saul was able to heed his son's words.
所以第六节，扫罗听了约拿单的话，就指着永生的神起誓说：“我必不杀他。”
In verse 6, Saul heeded the voice of Jonathan, and Saul swore, "As the Lord lives, he shall not be killed."
好了。既然父亲这样说了，应许了，所以约拿单就去跟大卫报告这一切，叫大卫放心说，我父亲不会杀你的。
So at this time, then Jonathan heard these words and then told David that my father will not kill you.
然后大卫就仍然侍立在扫罗的面前。
So David was able to serve in front of Saul.
所以当时候那个扫罗曾经这样子起誓，然后他说他不会做这种愚蠢的事情。
Because Saul has swore this, and so he said that he would not do this foolish thing.
但是我们就看到说，有时候人一时之间讲话好像很肯定，但是等一下就变了。
We know that sometimes people are saying something and seem very sure, but then they will change in a moment.
我们人靠不住就在这里。
This is why we cannot rely on people.
有时候我们会忘记我们自己所讲过的话。
Sometimes we forget what we have said.
所以我们人有时候会开支票。
Sometimes we might write a check.
但是支票没办法兑现，没有能力兑现。
But maybe we're not able to cash a check.
或者是后来觉得说，我不要。Or maybe, 人自己改变了。
Maybe you later change your mind and then you change it.
这个就是我们今天人善变了。
And this is why people are prone to change.
所以我们才会说，世界上没有永远的好朋友。
And this is why we would say that there are no eternal good friends in the world.
国际之间也没有说真正的朋友。
And there's no friendship between nations.
那个都是看利益的。
It's all just for their own benefits.
有时候，今天好，明天就吵架。
Sometimes they are good today, but the next day they will fight.
这个就是人间的这个，因为有罪的缘故，所以没有办法真的从一而终，一直都不变。
Because there is sin, so it is very difficult to stay consistent from beginning to end.
好，所以其实扫罗不多久他就改变了。
So not long after, Saul had changed.
我们看一下第八节。
Verse 8.
此后又有大征战的事情，大卫出去跟非利士人打仗，大大杀败他们，他们就在他面前逃跑。
And there was war again, and David went out and fought with the Philistines and struck them with a mighty blow, and they fled from him.
神跟大卫同在，去打仗对抗敌人都得胜啊。
God was with David, so when he went out to fight, he would win.
非利士人那时候是以色列国最大的敌人。
The Philistines were the greatest enemies of Israel at the time.
只要大卫出去打仗都得胜。
But whenever David went out to fight, he would win.
不是大卫厉害，是神跟他同在。
Not because David was great, but because God was with him.
那所以有神同在，他战争就得胜了。
Because God was with him, and so he would win battles.
所以征战不是靠人多人少，征战不是靠武器有没有精良，征战得胜在乎有没有神的同在。
When we fight, it does not depend on our weapons or how many or few people we have, but on God.
可是这个时候，扫罗他没有高兴啊。
But at this time, Saul was not happy.
你看第九节。
Verse 9.
从主那里来的恶魔又降在扫罗的身上。扫罗手里拿着枪坐在屋里，大卫就用手弹琴。
Now the distressing spirit from the Lord came upon Saul as he sat in his house with his spear in his hand, and David was playing music with his hand.
第十节，扫罗用枪想要刺透大卫，钉在墙上，他却躲开。扫罗的枪刺入墙内。当夜大卫逃走躲避了。
Verse 10, then David sought to pin David to the wall with the spear, but he slipped away from Saul's presence, and he drove the spear into the wall, so David fled and escaped that night.
那这里圣经特别第九节说到说这个恶魔降在扫罗身上。
Verse 9 says that the distressing spirit came upon Saul.
那圣经说是从神那里来的恶魔。
The Bible said this was from the Lord.
事实上是因为扫罗本身先离开神的。
This was because Saul himself had left God first.
所以神就任凭这个邪灵来干扰大扫罗了。
So God allowed the spirit to fall onto Saul.
今天如果我们离弃神最后你就会发现说没有平安。
Today, if we leave God, we'll realize that there is no peace.
那神就任凭这些坏的事情就临到他身上。
And God will just allow all these bad things to happen to the people.
那个恶魔。这是邪灵，他会找谁？像魔鬼、吼叫狮子找谁
？Who will the evil spirits look for, just like the roaring lion?
找那个可吞吃的。
Those who may be devoured.
吞吃的就是这些人，他是顺服情欲的。
And these who can be devoured are the ones that submit to their desires.
不敬畏神的。
They do not fear God.
因为没有神的保护。
Because there's no protection from
God. 所以其实是神任凭这些恶魔去干扰扫罗王。
And so God is allowing these spirits to disturb Saul.
所以圣经用从神那里来的恶魔，其实在说明，事实上是神他任凭这个恶魔去干扰扫罗，神不插手干预了。
And so this is saying the distressing spirit from the Lord, because God is allowing and He's not interfering with these evil spirits.
那这个时候扫罗，你看他就好像发疯一样，他就用他的武器要刺杀大卫。
And so Saul seemed like he was going crazy, and he wanted to attack David with his weapon.
那大卫那时候好心的是为他弹琴要让他心情可以平静让他可以重新恢复正常的。
David was being nice, and he was trying to play the music to soothe Saul.
因为过去当扫罗每一次有恶魔来干扰的时候，大卫总是用弹琴歌颂神的方式让他得到疏解。
Because in the past, whenever there were evil spirits disturbing Saul, then David would be able to calm him with his music.
所以我们看到说，一个被恶魔控制人很可怜。
So we could see that a person controlled by the devil was very pitiful.
那这个时候，为什么扫罗想要去杀大卫啊
？So how come at this time Saul wanted to kill David?
你就看到说，这个扫罗这个时候是非常嫉妒大卫的。
We could see that this time Saul was very jealous of David.
他很害怕大卫。
He was afraid of David.
因为他害怕。大卫起来夺他的王位了。
Because he was afraid that David would want to take his throne.
因为扫罗也知道，那个大卫是被高立的，他接下去就是由他来当王了。
He knew that David was anointed, so he was going to be next in becoming king.
所以这个大卫很精明，很得到神的祝福，他反而很害怕。
David was wise and blessed by the Lord, so he was afraid.
他害怕大卫采取行动来篡位。
He was afraid that David would take action and try to overtake the
throne. 然后之后，就像过去所发生的，如果一个王起来，就把他前面的王的这些家属、亲戚全部把他杀光了。
And like in the past, there were examples where if they did this, then they would also kill the previous king and all his family.
但是大卫不是这种人。
But David was not this kind of person.
他是一个敬畏神的。
He was a God-fearing man.
他凡事等候神的时间。
He would wait for God's time.
我们会在后面的历史看到大卫是何等的尊重神。
We would see later on how respectful David was of God.
他断不敢跑在神的面前。
He did not dare to go in front of God.
所以即使这样子很困难，他都耐心的等候。
Even if it was difficult, he would patiently wait.
因为他过去已经很有经验，他知道神绝对不会让他失望的。
He already had experience, and he knew that God would not disappoint him.
而且神是要刻意要训练他。
And God would train him.
所以神让大卫经历各种患难，然后也遭遇各种不同的状况，他都得胜。
So even if God allowed David to face many challenges, but he was able to overcome.
那这一次大卫看到扫罗这样子，他选择躲避。
So at this time, when Saul was attacking David, then he hid.
因为看到那个嫉妒这个心哦，燃烧起来，就好像那个圣经说那个嫉妒有时候像死到坚强，就是不至人以死地就绝不罢休的那种感觉。
And here we could see the point of jealousy was deadly, and he would not give up until he had killed.
好，那这个时候。大卫他已经无力再去改变扫罗什么想法了。
So by this point, David was already helpless in trying to change Saul's mind.
他从扫罗面前逃避出去，但是扫罗不放过他的。
He was trying to escape from Saul, but Saul would not give up.
我们看第十一节。
Verse 11.
扫罗打发人到大卫的房屋那里窥探他。
So Saul also sent messengers to David's house to watch him and to kill him.
好，你既然不来，我就去抓你。
Since you would not come, I won't go to capture you.
要等到天亮杀他。
Until the morning to kill.
那这个时候，大卫的妻米甲对他说：“你今夜若不逃命，明日你就要被杀了。”
And Michal, David's wife, told him, "If you do not save your life tonight, tomorrow you will be killed."
第十二节，于是米甲将大卫从窗户里坠下去，大卫就逃走躲避了。
12. So Michal let David down through a window, and he went and fled and escaped.
那这个说明其实。米甲这个人呢，这个女儿很知道她父亲的手段。
So here we could see that Michal was very familiar with what her father was like.
所以这个时候，米甲特别跟大卫警告：“你要赶快逃，不然明天绝对没命了。”
And so Michal had warned David that you need to escape, or tomorrow you will die.
连夜从窗户把他坠下去，让他可以逃走。
So overnight, then he was let down from the window so he could escape.
那所以这个时候，那个大卫哈，真的是。很，这本来是人都很尊重，这个时候像非常没有面子的哈，连夜用这个方式逃命了哈。
So before David was someone who was well respected, but now it seemed like he was losing his face because he had to escape.
好了，那接下去这个米甲哈，第十三节就把家中的神像放在床上，枕头啊。把头枕在山羊毛装的枕头上，用被遮盖。
Verse 13, and Michal took an image and laid it in the bed, put a cover of goat's hair for his head and covered it with clothes.
你就看到说，这个就是米甲特别做了一些布置，要让大卫可以有时间顺利的逃脱。
So Michal was preparing so that David was able to escape successfully.
好了，最后那个第十四节哈。
Verse 14.
扫罗打发人去捉拿大卫，米甲说他病了，没办法去。
When Saul sent messengers to take David, she said he is sick.
好，第十五节，扫罗打发人去看大卫，说连床把他抬来，我好杀他。
Verse 15. Then Saul sent the messengers back to see David, saying, "Bring him up to me in the bed that I may kill him."
意思刚好，你生病不会动，躺在床上，这个就是待宰的羔羊。
Which means that this way, then he would be the sacrificial lamb.
好，所以最后使者进去，看见床上这个是假的，那个大卫已经逃走了。
And then when the messengers were sent back up, then they realized that this was fake, and he already escaped.
好了，第十七节，扫罗对米甲说：“你为什么这样子欺负我，放我仇敌逃走呢？”米甲回答说：“他对我说，你放我走，不然我就要杀你。”
17. Then Saul said to Michal, "Why have you deceived me like this and sent my enemy away so that he has escaped?" And Michal answered Saul, "He said to me, 'Let me go. Why should I kill you?'"
你就看到扫罗把他这个女婿。对他有帮助的人把他 把他讲成是他的仇敌了。
So at this point, Saul was saying that his son-in-law was his enemy.
好，那米甲他现在对扫罗所讲的话，如果对照约拿单跟扫罗所讲的就很不一样了。
And here, what Michal was saying was actually very different than what Jonathan was saying.
其实圣经并没有记录大卫曾经这样子来威胁米甲放他走啊。
The Bible didn't say that David was threatening Michal to let him go.
事实上是米甲他，你看他没有信心，他只能用谎话来遮掩他这个放大卫走的这个行为。
Since Michal didn't have faith, so she could only lie to use this to say that David had escaped.
那结果他这个谎言就助长了扫罗要追杀大卫的理由了。
But because of this lie, then this was actually adding fire to the reasons for Saul to kill David.
其实米甲他大可以像约拿单一样为大卫讲好话的。
Because Michal could have been like Jonathan and also said good things about David.
你就看到说哈，这个人的那个灵性的程度智慧不一样。
You can see that different people have different levels of spirituality and wisdom.
那大卫跟约拿单是好朋友。
David and Jonathan were good friends.
我们看到说约拿单他本身也是敬畏神的人。
Jonathan himself also feared God.
但是米甲就不一样。
But Michal was different.
我们在后面历史里面就会看到他对神的心跟约拿单对神的心是不同的。
Later on, we could see that her heart for God was different from Jonathan's.
所以他就没有这样的一个智慧跟勇气去为大卫说好话。
So she didn't have this wisdom and courage to say good words for David.
但是最后他其实也一定要为他所说的话付代价的。
But later she would also have to pay a price for her words.
那不过这段历史让我们了解说，为什么诗篇五十九篇他让大卫能够写出这样的文字来，然后去看到神最后成为他的高台，他的避难所。
But this is also,
原因就在这里。
Showing us the example of how David was later unable to use Psalm 59 to show that God was his salvation in his fortress.
我们现在再看回来五十九篇。
Let's look back to Psalm 59.
诗篇五十九篇。
Psalm 59.
所以大卫是连夜逃走，因为这个时候那个追杀他的人、哦、是来来去去这样子、哦、就是一定要把他抓去，因为王执意要杀他的。
Saul was running through the night because the king was determined to kill him.
仇敌是谁？
Who was the enemy?
仇敌不是非利士人、啊、
It was not the Philistines.
对大卫来说，仇敌就是他所敬爱的人。
To David here, this was actually an enemy that
是他自己的同胞，
he loved and
是神的选民。
Friend and his a chosen person of God.
我们看五十九篇第一节。
Psalm 59 verse 1.
我的神啊，求你救我脱离仇敌，把我安置在高处，得脱那些起来攻击我的人。
Deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Defend me from those who rise up against me.
你看他，你看到他这里特别提到说，求你救我脱离。这个就是今天我们遇到危险的时候，一定要这样子大声的呼求神的。
And in just this verse, it says, "Deliver me." So this is how we should loudly cry out to God.
其实五十九篇，你第一节到第九节，你就看到就是大卫的祷告。
From Psalm 59, verse 1 to 9, this is a prayer of David.
好，那第十节以后到第十七节。
And verse 10 onwards to 17.
就是大卫的感谢。
This is a thanksgiving of David.
他祷告通常都是这样，他祷告，因为在困难当中。他求神帮助，那之后他一定立一个心志，说我得到拯救之后，我一定要大声歌颂赞美神。
He would usually pray in this way that he would start the prayer by asking God to help him, but then in the later part he would say what he will do to thank God.
我要早上，你看晚上，我要高唱你的慈爱。
By morning and night I will sing your praises loudly.
好，那这个很清楚的两个段落。
So there are two parts.
那他在第九节跟第十六节，第九节跟第十六节哈，对不起，九节跟第十七节。
Verse 9 and verse 17。
那这个就是重复的副歌。
This is a refrain。
就是第九节说：“我的力量啊，我要仰望你，因为神是我的高台。
”Verse 9 I will wait for you, O His strength, for God is my defense。
第十七节：“我的力量啊，我要歌颂你，因为神是我的高台。”是赐恩给我的神。
17, to you, O my strength, I will sing praises, for God is my defense, my God of mercy.
你就看到他段落结束的时候都同样的话语。
We can see that he had concluded with the same verse.
然后在他的这个副歌之前都有一段特别描述仇敌是怎么样的对待他的。
And before the refrain, he was also describing how the enemies were treating him.
就像第六节说。
Verse 6.
他们晚上转回，叫好如果围城绕行。
At evening they return, they growl like a dog and go all around the city.
这个仇敌就像把他包围一样的。
It's as if the enemy was surrounding him.
一直叫嚣这样子。
And was growling.
就是要抓他。
To capture him.
好，那如果看第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节。我的神啊，你要以慈爱迎接我，神要叫我看见我的仇敌遭报。
My God of mercy shall come to meet me. God shall let me see my desire are my enemies.
这是他那时候的处境。
This was what he was in.
好，那看再看第十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节。
14.
直到晚上，任凭他们转回，任凭他们叫好如果围城绕行。
And at evening they return. They growl like a dog and go all around the city.
你就看到说这样的一个好像被包围的这种状况啊。日夜不断的重复啊。
It was as if they were surrounded day and night.
这就是当时候大卫的处境。
This was the situation David was in.
他当时候他说我只能够求神帮助我。
So at the time, all he could do is ask God to help him.
他跟神诉说他到底是多么危险。
And he told God how dangerous he was in.
那求主来鉴察。
And may God examine him.
我们现在看第四节。
Verse 4.
我虽然无过，他们预备整齐，跑来攻击我。求你兴起鉴察，帮助我。
They run and prepare themselves through no fault of mine, and wait to help me. And behold,
第五节，万军的主以色列的神啊，求你兴起惩治万邦，不要怜悯行诡诈的恶人。
5. You therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to punish all the nations. Do not be merciful to any wicked transgressors.
好，这个就是当时候，你看大卫他。这个就是他诗歌里面的特色，他一定是在危机的时候，唯一的依靠就是真神本身而已。
This was the special quality from David's Psalms that because his only reliance in danger was God.
好，那到第十一节以后， After, 第十节以后就是第二段落了。
Verse 11, which is the second part.
好，他特别提到说你不要杀他们，恐怕我的民忘记主啊，你是我的盾牌。求你用你的能力使他们四散，且降为卑。
Do not let slay them, lest my people forget. Scatter them by your power and bring them down, O Lord, our shield.
你看，他为什么会特别提到说哈，主啊，你就不要让这个仇敌哈这么快就死掉哈。
How come he would especially say, God, do not kill these enemies?
你要让我的民哈可以了解说，其实今天仇敌存在，那。让我受苦，主啊，你帮助我。这个过程让我的民也都能够学习，也能够记住。
All of these things that are happening with these enemies have all of my people understand and know and remember from this.
因为通常我们人很容易健忘的。
Many times we are forgetful as people.
你看这个恶人都死掉了，你就忘记他了。
If a person dies, then you forget about them.
但是神是赏善罚恶的神。
But God is a God who will reward the good and punish the wicked.
他强调说：“主，你是我的盾牌，有敌人在旁边攻击我，但是你是我的保护。”
He has said that even though there are enemies surrounding me, but the Lord is my shield.
好，所以你用你的能力，你让他们四散，让他们不能够来攻击我。
And you with your power, you will scatter them so that
让他们降为卑。
They will bring them down.
意思说，你让他们也是受苦。
So you will let them suffer.
让敌人知道说，被压迫人是什么感受。
So the enemies can understand what it is like to be the oppressed.
因为他现在期待所有人都能够从他身上得到这样的一个学习。
Because he hopes that everybody can learn from him.
其实你看一个人哦，如果死了什么都没有了。
If a person dies, they lose everything.
死了也不会痛了。
When you die, there's no more pain.
但是如果活着就会痛了。
But when you're alive,
有感觉。
Feel pain.
所以有时候。活着要比死还不容易啊。
Sometimes it's actually harder to live than to die.
所以现在作恶的人你说就给他执行死刑就让他死掉了。其实 他死的他不会痛，他没有感觉啊。
So if you say that you want a person to die by capital punishment, but actually once they die, there's no more suffering.
但是如果在一直都被关监牢啊，一直被这样子啊，刑罚啊，其实那个痛苦比死亡本身还更久、更长、更可怕的。
But if a person has to be punished by carrying out a life sentence in prison, then this is actually worse because they're always suffering.
就是为什么说，有时候有人病痛哦，他承受不了，他就想要用死来解脱。
This is why sometimes when people are suffering physically, they would rather die because then they can at least stop the pain.
因为想到说如果死了就不会痛啊。
Because they know that if they die, they will no longer feel pain.
但是用这样的方法，其实已经夺取了神的主权。
But actually, if they do this, then this is taking away the authority from God.
因为生命在神手上。
Because life is in God's hand.
我们人没有权利来结束自己的生命。
We do not have the right to stop our own life.
所以大卫求神说：“神啊，你让那些恶人也受苦。”
So David here is saying to have these people suffer.
让他们也了解说，他们所做的这些恶行是何等的残酷。
So that they understand all these wicked deeds they are doing are cruel.
他们自己可以经历一下。
They can experience it.
好，那当然，大卫一直在强调说，他的这些敌人其实是很骄傲的，事实上是不敬畏神的人。
David is emphasizing that these are proud people who did not fear God.
第十二节，他们口中的罪，嘴里的言语，咒骂谎言的话，愿他们在骄傲之中被缠住了。
Verse 12, for the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them ever even be taken in their pride, and for the cursing and lying which they speak.
不管他们怎么样来攻击我，最后我都可以逃脱。
No matter how they are attacking me, but I will be able to escape.
他第十六节说：“我要歌颂你的力量，早晨要高唱你的慈爱，因为你做过我的高台。”
Verse 16, but I will sing of your power. Yes, I will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning, for you have been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble.
他特别强调说，在急难的时候，你是我的避难所。
Or he emphasizes that he is a refuge in his day of trouble.
大卫，他的这一段苦难的过程真的让他跟神更亲近了。
After this process of his suffering, then David became closer to God.
那许多的诗歌都强调说，他神是唯一的磐石。
And many of his psalms emphasize that God is his only rock.
让他可以脱离仇敌。
That he may escape his enemies.
六十一篇的第三节说，六十一篇第三节。
61 verse 3.
因为你做过我的避难所，做过我的坚固台，脱离仇敌。
For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy.
第四节，我要永远投在你的帐幕里，我要投靠在你翅膀的隐秘处。
For I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings.
我们今天，你看遇到这些环境，好像说我们被仇敌这样团团围住，但是神他就是要成为我们的拯救，我们愿意投靠在他底下的，就得平安的。
Today we may be in a situation where we feel like we're surrounded by our enemies, but if we're able to submit under God, then He can protect us.
那从59篇，我们看到这个扫罗王他会让大卫走到这个地步，其实他本身也是很可怜。
And from Psalm 59, we could see that for Saul to get to this point with David, then he himself was also pitiful.
我们知道嫉妒这样的一个行为本身就是情欲的表现。
We know that this behavior of jealousy is a way to show your desires.
你看，有时候我们人会不快乐，是说我没有拥有什么东西嘛，哈。
Sometimes we're unhappy because we say we don't have much.
看到别人有我没有，你会觉得，我好像缺少什么。
If you see that other people have some things but you don't, you feel like you lack something.
但是嫉妒却很特别哦。
But jealousy is very unique.
特别是嫉妒是看到别人有你没有，你会很不高兴的。
Jealousy is when you see someone else has something that you don't, and then you're not happy.
那你会觉得说我应该有，但是为什么没有？
Or you feel like you should have this. How come I don't have it?
那嫉妒通常都会发生在我们身边的人。
And usually jealousy happens with people around us.
就是跟我们有关系的人，你才会嫉妒他啊。
Usually they're people that have to do with us, so that we would be jealous.
外人跟你没关系，你不会嫉妒他，没有用啊。
If they're strangers, they have nothing to do with you. There's no point to be jealous.
所以通常嫉妒发生在哪里？
What happens usually with jealousy?
可能发生在兄弟姐妹之间。
Maybe within siblings.
可能发生在教会里面，我们认识的弟兄姐妹里面。
Maybe within church with our brothers and sisters.
或者是我们的朋友，跟我们有关系的人。
Or with our friends, people related to.
我看到他有，我没有，你就会觉得说，为什么我没有？
If we see that they have something but we don't have, how come we don't have?
不但不会感谢，不会去喜乐，而且会想要说，那我要把它毁坏。
Not only are we thankful or happy for them, but we want to destroy.
圣经说，这个就是人的情欲。
And the Bible has said that these are the desires.
在何处有嫉妒，就哪处有坏事。
Wherever there is jealousy, there will be bad things.
所以我们要祈求神帮助我们，能够克服这样的一个情欲的这个欲望。
We need to ask God to help us overcome this lust of jealousy.
那个嫉妒会致命的。
Because it can become deadly.
因为它会让我们人跟神越来越远。
Because it will make us far apart from God.
我们要从诗篇里面去学到主对我们的期待。
And from the Psalms, we need to learn about what God expects of us.
我们来看一下箴言。
Proverbs.
再来结束今天早上的聚会。
To conclude our morning session.
箴言，我们请看二十四章。
Proverbs 24.
箴言二十四章。
Proverbs 24.
第一节。
Verse 1.
他说：“你不要嫉妒恶人，不要起意与他们相处。”
Verse 1, do not be envious of evil men, nor desire to be with them.
我们再看第十九节。
Verse 19.
第十九节说：“你不要为作恶的心怀不平，也不要嫉妒恶人。”
Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the wicked.
二十，因为恶人终不得善报，恶人的灯也必熄灭。
For there will be no prospect for the evil man; the lamp of the wicked will be put out.
我们看一下二十三章十七节。
23 verse 17。
二十三章十七节。
23 verse 17。
你心中不要嫉妒罪人，只要终日敬畏主。
Do not let your heart envy sinners, but be zealous for the fear of the Lord all the day.
让我们心中能够充满神的爱。
May we be filled with the heart, the love of God in our heart.
能够有神的灵。
That we have the spirit of God.
让我们也存着神的真理。
And that we have the truth of God.
我们能够敬畏神。
That we may fear God.
我们内心充满喜乐。
That our hearts can be full of joy.
那我们随时看到拯救。
And we can always see salvation.
主他把我们隐藏起来，在他的翅膀底下。
And that the Lord can hide us under His wings.
唱诗。
Let's sing Him.
166首。
166.